Jesus, it's Thurman Scrivener again today. We're continuing on with our series about the curses and the blessings. In the curses and the blessings, you will find out why you are sick or why the problems you're having on this earth are occurring. It's totally within the confines of the invisible realm of the curses or the blessings. And those curses are spoken because of your disobedience to God's word. And God holds you accountable for his word, even though you don't know it, because he said that to you in Leviticus 5:17. So it's very important that you read and know and believe these promises, because God is holding you accountable for all these statements he made in his word, whether you know them or not. So it's very important that we at least read the owner's manual, the word of God, the book of law, to learn what it says so we can act on it. Now, right now I'm going to be talking to you about some of the personal sins that we commit that puts us under a curse. Just as soon as we go to the Father in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for this day and for the word, and I ask you to reveal the word to us and these personal sin curses we're going to talk about today. Lord, show us where we've made these mistakes, if we've made these mistakes, and Lord, show us how to repent and break the curse, cast out the demon, and receive the blessing that's been promised to us through the redemption of the curse by what Jesus did on the cross. Now, bless the word today as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, some of these personal sin curses that we had just started on, one of those is fornication. If you have been guilty of fornication, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 21 through 29 lists many different kinds of sex sins that if you're involved in, you are under a personal curse. And many people fall in this category. So you need to read those. But if you've been involved in any kind of sex outside of wedlock, you're under a curse and you're guilty before God. So you need to repent, need to break the curse. I'll give you an example right here of an example I had with a young woman just about 2 years ago. A young woman came to me at a healing school. She had been down in her back for 30 years of her life. She came to me and told me that at least 100 people, she goes to a huge church in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and she said over the years at least 100 people had prayed for her back with no success, no change whatsoever. I told her, I said, well, number one, young lady, what were you doing 30 years ago when this came upon you? What were you doing that was sin? Well, she thought a minute. She said, well, for a little while, I lived with a boy. I said, you know, living with a boy and having sex with him out of wedlock is sin. Well, she said, yes, I do know it was sin. She said, I knew it was sin then. But she said, I guess I didn't realize the consequence. I said, oh, yes. When you fornicated with that young boy, had sex with him out of wedlock, you opened a door to the demonic world. I said, what happened to you? How did you have the back injury? She said, well, I was involved in a car wreck and a whiplash, and this back problem came upon me. And she said it kept getting worse and worse, and said after about 7 years, I started having to go to a chiropractor or a doctor at least one time or up to 4 or 5 times a week for the last 20-something years, 23 years. I said, goodness, no telling how much money you've spent and your insurance has spent on your back. And I said, first of all, you've never repented of that sin. And she said, well, I guess really I haven't. I said, I want you to ask the Lord to forgive you for what you did. And I said, he will forgive you, because in 1 John 1:9, the Lord clearly says, he will forgive your sin when you come and ask him. And so she asked the Lord to forgive her. We broke the curse. I said, it put you under a curse. So we're going to claim the redemption from the curse. I said, now then, God says he watches over his word to perform his word. Jeremiah 1:12. He said he watches over his word to perform it. I said, so now then, let's take a scripture in God's word and let's claim that scripture that'll guarantee you can have what you ask for, because you must come to the Lord on behalf of his word. She said, nobody ever told me this. I said, that's why we have such a small success rate in the healing ministry. But I said, let's take Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, I'm a believing believer, but unfortunately, there's a lot of unbelieving believers. I mean, a believer that says that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, but they do not believe that they can do what God told them to do in His Word. So I call those unbelieving believers. But I told her we need to be a believing believer today, and I am most definitely a believing believer. So I said, I want you, Mark 16, 17, and 18 says, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, you shall cast out devils or demons. Then I said, the last part of verse 18 says, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Then I said, the Lord says, we must act by faith on His Word. And I said, nobody's ever done that. When we come to you, we must believe it's done with no doubt in our heart, because we've repented and everything. So she repented. We come to the Lord on behalf of His Word. I reached up and touched her in the name of Jesus, and I said, you demon of hell, come out of her back and leave and never return in Jesus' name. I said, now, young lady, I guarantee Jesus Christ has healed you instantly, just like that. Her back pain left, and that woman, she still comes to our church on a regular basis, and that's been almost 2 years ago. She's not had a single pain in her back since. See, when you do it God's way, when you, even though she was guilty of fornication as a young 20-year-old girl, or whatever she was, 18, 19, or 20 years old, she opened a door to a demon. She opened a door to a curse, and the curse was spoken. The demon was released, and he came and attacked her and caused what they thought was an accident, which opened a door for a demon to come into her back to torment her back for 30 years. Once she confessed the sin, repented of it, broke the curse, stood on God's Word with what He said, and we did it by faith, she got healed. And that's a good example of what happens when you fornicate outside of marriage. You just don't do it because it opens the door to a curse. So 30 years of back pain, I'd say was, and all those doctors' calls, I'd say was pretty serious cost for living with a young boy for a short period of time out of wedlock. But most people have no idea these things comes upon you because of your personal sin curse. But anyway, it did. And then incest within a family. I mean, people just don't realize the problems that creates whenever there's sex inside the family. Brothers and sisters, fathers and sister, fathers and daughters, all these kind of things will put, those are personal sin curses that will curse the whole family. And then sex with an animal. The Lord says if you have sex with an animal, man or woman, He will curse you. I know of a man that when he got to be about 35, somewhere in that neighborhood, he began to have a mental problem. He was already married. He had half-grown children. And he come down with a mental problem where he could not work. When he was prayed over by many people, he was a church member, everything. They couldn't figure out what his problem was. Finally, we found out that through all the checking and examination of different things, this man had, when he was a young boy, like 14 or 15 years old, whenever his sexual desires were beginning to arise in him, he was raised up on a farm, and one day he had sex with a sheep. Now, when he had sex with that sheep, he put himself under a curse. He had no idea. He opened the door to a demon. The demon came in, but the demon didn't manifest until 20 years later. But after he got married later, had his own children, then by the time he's around 35, this mental disorder began to come upon him. He finally got to the point where he could not work at all. But once we learned that he'd had sex with an animal when he was a teenager, the sin was repented of, the curse was broken, the demon was cast out. In a matter of about 6 months, the man was completely restored back to normal, and to this day, he is a normal man. Whatever you do, don't break God's rules. He made a set of rules, and people don't know what these rules are. And so these personal sin curses can destroy you, even though you don't know this. This young boy didn't know this, but it didn't exempt him from the problem. The curse still came. And another one, it's adultery, of course, between a man and a woman. I have a man and a woman in my church today that they have 7 children. They had 6 normal, beautiful, healthy, intelligent children. And then her husband committed adultery on her. And then she got pregnant again later and had the 7th boy. And he's mentally retarded. And she said, until she came to my church and heard me teach the Word of God, she had no idea why she had 6 normal, actually they're above normal, in intelligence. But the 7th one is mentally retarded. But I'll tell you, now she knows. It's because her husband committed adultery on her between the 6th and the 7th child. And when he did that, a demon entered him, and it entered that child, and that woman carried that baby. Although she had no sin, he did, the father, and the child is mentally retarded. And that's the way it is. God says don't do it. But people don't believe him. They don't listen. They don't believe he'll do what he said he will do. But let me tell you, I've had many experiences in many of these realms with God and with people. And I think about people that have had the first child and to be normal. And the second, while the mother's carrying the child, the man goes out and commits adultery. And then that child be born with cerebral palsy or autism. I've seen it many times. Folks, don't do it. The consequences are devastating to you and your children. Y'all will suffer because of these sins. And God is no respecter of persons. He made the rules. You and I have to live by them. Then he says, here's something that will get a lot of men. As I've taught this, a lot of men have never known this. This is if you're married. A married man and a married woman where the marriage bed is not defiled. But the marriage bed is defiled if you have sex with your mate during her blood flow. In other words, her menstruation period. That's written in Leviticus 20:18. You are not to have sex with a woman while she's bleeding. God says not to in His Word. He said, if you do that, that will put you two under a curse. Lots of people do it, but it's not what God told them to do. And a lot of people, as I've taught these things, I've had many a man come up to me and say, Thurman, I had no idea that I was not supposed to do that. But I went and read my Bible after you said it, and it's there. So I had to repent. Well, it's a good thing you repent and break the curse before you get too far along. Because sometimes it takes several years for the demons to fully manifest. So the secret is, don't do it. Even if you're married, it's still not legal for you to have sex with your mate while her blood is flowing during her menstrual cycles.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.